So can you talk about what you saw?
Yeah, we could demonstrate that what we aimed at showing superior survival. And we demonstrated that cetuximab added to chemotherapy resulted in a hazard ratio of 0.87, and meaning a 30% risk reduction with regard to death. That was statistically significant. And we demonstrated superior survival. The hazard ratio was 0.87. The median survival in the cetuximab arm was 11.3 versus 10.1 months. And the one-year survival was in cetuximab plus chemo arm, it was 47%. And in the control arm, in the chemo alone arm, it was 42% for the overall population. So then next, we also looked into subgroup analysis. And according to this, just for exploratory analysis, that we indicated there's benefit seen mainly in all the subgroups that we analyzed. We also, except in the Asian population, which was a small population, where we had at least in the forest plot, not to the left, but going to the right, so suggesting that slightly above one, but it was a very broad confidence interval, and so we can't make any statement in this. But in all the other groups, it was going to the left.
What about progression-free survival and response rate?
Yeah, response rate was higher in the chemo plus cetuximab arm. It was 29%. So it was pretty much what we saw in the Lucas trial and pretty much what people saw with other chemotherapy protocols. Progression-free survival, we did not see a difference. However, when we did time to treatment failure, that just added start or begin of a second-line chemo as an event. So in addition to death or progressive disease, then we could see a significant difference in favor of the cetuximab arm.